Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Always good to start an hour of the DJV program with a smile and a good story. We have lots of good stories. We always have a lot of good stories. I'm Doug Steffen, storyteller extraordinaire, if I do say so myself. Jennifer Horn, pretty good at telling stories as well, as is Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. Man, she's all about the stories. So the story, the first serious story of the hour, probably has to do with the infrastructure bill. I don't know, it's a toss-up between that and what's going on with Rittenhouse. Ladies, you want to do ladies' choice? Do we want to talk about Rittenhouse?
Let's start with infrastructure. Infrastructure. Plus, it's just fun to say, isn't it?
Infrastructure. That's, well, the people who mispronounce it say infrastructure. It's not infrastructure. It's infra, F-R-A, like library and February. Got it? Everybody on board with that?
I don't know if those things are alike, but okay.
Well, they have an R, library. People that you say library, or they sloppily
say blueberry. What about February. Blueberry?
No, blueberry is different. Much different. All right, so Jen, where are we going with the infrastructure bill other than
infrastructure?
Deeper in debt, another day older and deeper in debt?
See, well,
Peter,
nice.
Don't you call me because I don't. Anyway, so. What is it, 1.2 million? Is that the number now?
1.2 million.
I mean. Sorry.
I wish.
That M was a T or a T was an M.
Yeah, 1.2 million like, might be okay. This is, well, according to what they said the bill will cost, it's $1.75 trillion in infrastructure. And it was a celebration, and it should have been. This is one of those things. Where I said we need to call this like reset week for Biden because everything's been going in a kind of a downward trajectory. And so I think they're trying to get him back on the right side of things. Now, the infrastructure bill has not been all that popular with Americans. I think a lot of people say we need infrastructure, but it hasn't, like, getting it passed hasn't necessarily done anything to his approval rating. But they did a big signing ceremony, a bunch of people there at the White House. I think his biggest event at the White House to date, like 800 people, which is pretty good size. And he signed the bill. Now, we're not going to start feeling much of what's in the bill for a few years. Spending will start to feel, and this is what has people a little concerned, because when you have a market filled with inflation like we do right now, where everything is overinflated, you don't want to add more spending to that because it just makes things a little bit worse. But at the end of this, you'll see some of the stuff that's coming from it. So, you know, you can't build a bridge overnight is my point, but you have to pay for it. So we're going to feel that right now.
Okay, you want to know how else you're going to feel it?
20 years, you'll have a new bridge. So,
yeah. Now, there you go. This is how else you're going to feel it. Do you know how over the last, let's say, 10 years, maybe a dozen years, every time you go out from early spring to late fall, on any highway, superhighway, local highway, even the regional roads, there's traffic jam on top of traffic jam because there's road work on top of road work, because there's detours on top of detours. And all of this you can hang on the back of the big construction unions because they don't want to have good roads built. They don't want to have good bridges built. They want to build them cheap. So they can just keep rebuilding them and rebuilding them. Jobs, 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 and more jobs. So that's what you're really going to be dealing with. We all can celebrate, hey, this is great, a bipartisan mix of congressional members, and this is super duper duper. But wait till you get your car and you want to go on a long road trip and see how much time it adds.
It's really funny that you brought that up. It's actually a friend of mine who was saying the same thing. He was like, you know, every time people drive by a snarled up construction zone, they look at it and they get angry.
That's it.
Ultimately, yeah. I mean, this is the thing. You can never make anybody happy because we all complain about the fact that there are potholes everywhere.
Right.
Yet none of us like to wait in traffic when when they're fixing it.
Well, if the roads were built right in the first place, we wouldn't be sitting in as much traffic.
Part of that is what you're saying, is that they could build it right the first time. Also, you can't tell me that they couldn't go faster on these projects. I mean, this is just, these are people who slow walk these things, who get the contracts on them. There's an interchange that I use from freeway to freeway when I'm driving home that has literally been shut down to two lanes since, oh my gosh. It's been at least pre-pandemic. I mean, we're probably going on 3 years now, and it creates this huge bottleneck. And I haven't seen a person working on it in a year.
Yeah.
I just, well, you know where do they go?
The good side of this is a fantastic day to make progress in things like this. This is a good week for it. The full moon, astrologically speaking, this is a good time for him to have signed this bill and for them to get going on it. Whether what the down the road, if you pardon the pun, what the ramifications are and how it kind of screws up our lives is one thing. But in terms of getting a win or in making things like this happen, it's a really good time to do that.
Yeah, my heavy downer side is that because of a lot of the green elements of this bill, because not this isn't just a hard infrastructure bill, and so a lot of it has science. So, you know, I'll give you the upside, which is that people agree we need bridges and roads and stuff like that, and so do I. So I think in some ways it's a win. Many conservatives will tell you it all sucks. I think some of it is really good. But the bad side is that a lot of the green initiatives are going to do stuff to help China, and that we're going to have to rely on them for the production of batteries and solar and some of the stuff that's in this bill that is just going to go back to help our nemesis. And I don't love that. So I think it's not perfect, but
all right, I'm going to give you a little nuance on this. As some of you know, that early in my life, I grew up on a farm that had the school buses in Framingham. So I've been around school buses all my life. I happened to, when the family, it was like my second family, retired, I took over their school bus business, one of my early claims to fame. And I was in it for 12, 13 years, and it grew to stupid proportions. But in terms of what I know now about this infrastructure bill and the school bus business, if you look deep inside the bill, there is a requirement that all school buses in America between now and 2035 be electric. No more diesel, because it'll hurt the children. Those diesel fumes are going to kill
all
the children.
Well,
I'm going to finish, please. I'm finishing.
Okay, well, New York City has all green buses. Every bus is green.
That's fine. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. I'm just saying that the logistics, it's always the children. It's all about saving the children. The children are riding in school buses, and the fumes don't come into the bus. They go out of the exhaust pipe in the back of the bus. So if anybody's going to be hurt by fumes from diesel engines, it's the people in the car behind the school bus. So to use that as an excuse or some sort of a chit, there are three major school bus manufacturers in this country. Thomas Body's down in North Carolina, Bluebird, which is out in Iowa, I think, and Carpenter, and I forget where they are. But I saw yesterday in one of the trades this celebration. They had a big party last night at the Thomas Body outfit down in North Carolina, because they control about 40% of the school bus market. Their buses, if you look them to identify them, they're the ones with the higher windows and kind of the huge front windshield on it, and they're connected to the Freightliner chassis. Anyway, so these people are going to be building 40% of 500,000 school buses. That's how many school buses there are in the United States right now. 500,000.
Cuba cash registers sign.
It is unbelievable how, and there are other things like that, but that's a particular wrinkle on how this bill is going to affect not only infrastructure, but what goes on. So is it bad not to have diesel engines and better to have electric? At this point in time, it's going to take us a long time. We were talking about how long it takes for the infrastructure to catch up so that there's a carbon neutral thing here. Right now, all of the electric vehicles, cars, trucks, whatever it is, they're all taking as much energy and as much fossil fuel as if you were driving a car with a gasoline engine or a diesel engine in it. Because you got to have the electricity produced, and all the plants, for the most part, our fossil fuel run. So I go back to, and people used to, this was sort of the same thing for me as supporting O.J. Simpson when I first got to L.A. in 1993. I have said over and over again that nuclear power is the most intelligent way. From my research and my thinking, there's drawbacks to all this stuff, probably with the exception of, and even solar power. Solar power requires so much battery usage at the moment. What do you do? I was talking to a guy yesterday about putting solar on the farm, and they bring in a 40-foot trailer truck. That's where the batteries are. And they go through them at the rate of probably once every year, 18 months. They use a truckload of those batteries. Well, where do the batteries go? I said to him. He said, I don't know. Why should I care? And I said, because you better have an answer, because there are a lot of people that are curious like me about what you're going to do with the batteries. The batteries are going into no man's land because nobody knows what to do with them. And that's a serious problem, not to be overlooked by all of the gaga and goo-goo about having electric cars and electric this and electric that. Swell, I'm all for it. Well, I'm not going to drive one because I don't like them. They're too into, you know, you drive 250 miles and then what do? The infrastructure isn't there to plug the cars in to do long trips.
Well, so, that's part of it. I mean, that's not a difficult thing to do. Over in Britain, they hook chargers up to the streetlights.
I'm not saying
the side of the road. I mean, it's
Victoria,
pretty easy to do.
I'm not saying it isn't easy to do. I'm just saying
I think
it hasn't been done.
Electric vehicles, but
you what?
My problem with the electric vehicles is that, like living where I do, we don't have a power grid that's going to support people coming home and charging their cars every single night, and it's going to create a big problem. Yet the people in my state are so short-sighted; they want to get everybody out of their cars by 2035. They're not going to even sell gas-powered in California after that. So where's the plan to strengthen the power grid? And that doesn't exist. I mean, they can add charging stations all they want, but if there's, you know, you can plug them in, but if there's no power to power the cars, what are you going to do? It's just very short-sighted, and they're driving everybody out instead, and they're making it really hard for us to get gas and pay for things because they want us to be pushed in that direction.
Wrapped around some idea that's a good idea, but everybody goes gaga for it. It kind of is like Black Lives Matter and some of the other things that have taken over the landscape, and people haven't thought about what happens at the end of the ride. So, at any rate, it's food for thought. Good. Listen, again, it's a good day for making decisions and signing deals. 18 past the hour. It's your business. You need to see every single hire, but you really don't want to go through every single resume. You need Indeed, the all-in-one hiring platform that makes it easy to attract, screen, and interview candidates all in one place. With smart tools like Instant Match, you get right away a list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your job description the minute you sponsor a job. Spend less time sifting through resumes and more time saying you're hired. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Elizabeth, what's the deal? Now, you always are running specials at Calitrin, so what's the approach for people to get the best for their buck?
It's so good to give your body back that collagen protein, the way that your body had it when it was younger. Well, right now, we actually have a huge fall special where when you buy 3 months supply, and that's where our huge 86% success rate is, you know, it's not a quick fix bad product, but our 90-day supply has huge results. And when you buy that 90 days, you're going to get 90 days free. So you're basically paying half price. It's buy three, get three free, and it's also unlimited. So if you wanted to stock up and save even more, it's on our website. You can buy four, get four, buy 10, get 10. It's on toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS. You can also use the promo code DJV to not have to pay shipping on any orders of Calitrin, too.
Check it all out at toploss.com. That's the Calitrin website that works, and that's why I'm proud to be behind it and endorse it. DJV at toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Okay, it's 23 after the hour now on the DJV program. Tuesday, November the 16th is upon us, and we have the services, happily, of Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Jay is not feeling well today, so we will go through her list of trending things, which usually come from the top of the pile, if you will, especially when it comes to gossip, Hollywood celebrities, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, there's some real dirt on Paris Hilton's new husband, which we'll get to right after this.
Want to learn a new language so it will actually stick? Try Babbel. Practice real-life conversations in the Babbel app.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Get personalized help in Babbel's live online classes.
Classes are limited to 6 people, so everyone can get the help they need.
Review words and phrases with fun games, or dive into the culture with short videos. Whatever your learning style, Babbel gives you the tools you need. Babbel. More ways to learn. Now try Babbel free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Okay, so here we have some real goop, if you will. What's in that the name of
what's her face's site?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay, Paris Hilton's probably a disciple of that, I would bet. Meanwhile, she got married to this guy Carter Room, and what did we find out? Who wants to do the honors here? Victoria, you want to do it, or Jennifer?
Sure.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know if Jen has read up that much on this, but
I'm looking at it now, but you'll be more, you're a pro. Go for it.
Yeah, Victoria has authority here when it comes to this.
So Paris Hilton had finally made it down the aisle, fourth engagement, never had been married before. So she made it down the aisle at 40 years old. And so she married this guy, Carter Room. I don't know what his background is, except that he's a venture capitalist, so he's a finance.
He's
got to
have money if he's hanging around with her. She wouldn't hang around with anybody.
She wouldn't. Yeah. So he's worth about $40 million, they say. He invested early in a bunch of businesses.
But she's worth more than that. She's got.
I don't know. I mean, if you think about the family doesn't have anything to do with the Hilton Hotels anymore. They sold it, so they're kind of living on the residuals of that. But I don't know. I don't know what they're... She seems to work a lot for someone who might not have to. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so the new story is that as they just wrapped up their third wedding ceremony, because they needed to have three in a row, so it was like a whole wedding four-day-long thing. And then apparently he has a skeleton in the closet. He has a nine-year-old daughter whom he does not have any relationship with. He pays for her, so he's acknowledged that that is his daughter, but he has nothing. He's only met her once, and he has nothing to do with her. And so now the girl's mom, who is a woman named Laura Belize, she appeared, apparently there was a show on VH1 at some point called Secrets of Aspen.
She looks like Laura Feluzzi instead of Laura. I just looked at a picture of her.
I don't know, Jen. Do you remember Secrets of Aspen on VH1?
No. I don't, but it sounds like I should.
I know, right?
I'm sure I watched it.
Well, she apparently briefly dated Mel Gibson, and then when the baby was born, I guess the timing made it suspicious that it was Mel Gibson's kid, and he came out and said it was absolutely not his kid. And so it ended up Carter Roem, whatever his name is, he came forward
poor
and
kid.
Said yes.
Matt,
now the kid knows.
What is poor kid?
Well, the poor kid. So here's back to the kid. The reason that this is making headlines now, there are two reasons. A, the mother probably wants a bigger payday. And B, the kid is now 10 years old and apparently, according to the mother, is finding it very difficult to see her biological father get married to Paris Hilton and talk about doing IVF and wanting a family, and she doesn't know her own dad. So...
Why she wants to do IVF? Because she wants to pick out having twins, a boy and a girl. I mean, is that just weird?
I know, right?
It's weird. It's just like, we already have our name for a girl. It's London. And then I'm sure they're probably going to have, like, you know, little Prague as part of their boy's name.
London. Yeah. How about Bohemia? All right. Well, there it is. The lifestyles of the rich and famous. 28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Hyundai Motor Company has revealed teaser images of the sleek and spacious 7, an all-electric SUV concept to be fully unveiled at Automobility LA later this month. 7 captures Hyundai Motor's future design and technology innovations in the electric mobility era and hints at a new SUV model coming to the Ioniq family, the company's dedicated battery electric vehicle brand. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Hi, welcome to Furniture Depot. And you, come on in.
Couches are flying off the floor at Cheyenne's Furniture Store.
Sarah, can you go over to dining sets, please?
She needs more sales associates before shoppers take their seats elsewhere.
Somebody get me a price check on trundle bits.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
'Twas the season of cheer, and joy filled the town, except for Scrooge with his perma-frown. The gift of a Peloton bike touched his soul without doubt. When your workout's a joy, it's a joy to work out. This Black Friday, get the original Peloton bike at our best holiday price ever, $1,495, or access membership.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden signed the $1 trillion infrastructure bill into law Monday before a celebratory crowd on the White House lawn. About 800 invited guests were on hand. President Biden called for better and more honest communications between the United States and China during a virtual call with Chinese President Xi Jinping. During the V call, Biden said the U.S. opposes unilateral efforts to change the status quo or undermine peace and stability across the Taiwan Strait. It should be noted that two did not discuss anything involving COVID-19. 67-year-old Steve Bannon turned himself in and appeared before a judge to face criminal contempt charges for defying a subpoena from Congress' January 6 committee. Bannon did not enter a plea Monday and is due back in court on Thursday. After the court proceedings, Mr. Bannon said he will be taking on the Biden regime in fighting the charges. USA Radio News.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
The City Council in Oroville, California overwhelmingly voted to declare the city a constitutional republic city to protect its citizens' rights in light of federal and state mandates. The resolution passed in a 6-1 vote on November 2nd. Oroville Vice Mayor Scott Thompson tells Fox News what this means.
We've been resisting with the mandates as they've been coming. You know, we have been following some regarding masks with our employees, and we've made a lot of changes in Oroville, but these mandates continue to get more intrusive on our citizens. And so when they were they're wanting us to shut down businesses and whatnot, we gave a directive to our police officers to simply just educate and not shut down businesses and not arrest anybody, because we have a Walmart here in town, and you know, it was packed full, but they were saying close down small businesses and close down the churches. But now they are wanting to push the vaccine inside. And so for me, it's one thing to ask somebody to put a mask on their body and you can just disobey. But another thing when they begin to mandate putting something in your body, and that, I believe, is a time for people to stand up and not just disobey, but actually publicly resist.
Oroville is just an hour's drive north of Sacramento. You can see the longest partial lunar eclipse in hundreds of years this week. Friday's eclipse will last 3 hours, 28 minutes, and 23 seconds, marking it the longest in centuries. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
After the hour, you're welcome to Tuesday. Hello. We've gone way beyond. I am one of these people that believes that fear-based thinking is pretty much always wrong. When fear speaks, it just doesn't work. And I know a lot of people, and we all do. We all make decisions on some things because we're afraid of what will happen if we don't. There's a better way of doing it. I'm not sure that it's easy to teach us because we're growing, we all grow up around that. Don't do this. I remember my father, pretty much from when I was able to walk and listen, telling me about, you know, the things. He grew up as an orphan. He was afraid of everything. So he naturally taught us to be afraid of everything and not to trust anybody. And I've become just the opposite. I trust everybody until, you know, sometimes it's too late. Anyway, that being what it is, I certainly trust Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, who are here at your service and at your side to deepen your knowledge about life's truths, starting with Mr. Kyle Rittenhouse. Life's truths, truths are that this guy may walk. That's as absurd as that seems.
I think it's very possible. I mean, look, you don't know what the jury's going to do because the jury consumes information. They don't get to see everything that goes on during the trial. They get pulled out of the courtroom a lot, and they did because the prosecution kept getting their hands slapped by the judge. The prosecution, I heard someone on the news call them like the the attorney team of Dumb and Dumber. I mean, it was a really badly presented prosecution, but the charges were pretty flawed. This probably shouldn't have even gone to trial for a couple of reasons. And look, I'm not one of those conservatives. There are a lot of conservatives on the radio and on television right now who are saying Kyle Rittenhouse is a hero, and he went there to help people and save people. I think Kyle Rittenhouse should have been at home. I think his mother should have ensured he should have been at home. I don't think he should have been there. I don't think any of them should have been there because there was a curfew.
How did he get there? 17. Where's the car? Was that his mother's car?
He went there. Yeah, his mother took him. But
there was a gun in the car?
No. Okay, so part of the problem with this is that the news media reported everything wrong to try to fit a narrative. First of all, many people, including me, before I started researching this trial again to bring myself up to speed, believed that the victims of this guy were black. We were told that he was a white supremacist who was out hunting black people. Even Joe Biden said that, called him a white supremacist. There's no evidence that this guy's a white supremacist at all. In fact, the people that he shot ended up being white people who were shouting at him the N-word. And there's this lie to try to make these people that he shot, like, somehow, like, you know, out there being, like, civil rights activists. They themselves were probably the white supremacists. One of the guys who's dead was a convicted child rapist of boys. The second one that's dead he was convicted on domestic charges and imprisoning a woman. The third guy that got shot is the one who was on the stand and said, well, we pointed a gun at Kyle before he shot us. That's what blew the prosecution apart. That was the prosecution's star witness. And he switched his story on the stand and indicated that it was actually them that were running after Kyle Rittenhouse. They hit him with the skateboard. They pulled a gun on him. That's when Kyle Rittenhouse deployed his gun. And to back it up, it wasn't just he said, he said. There's actually FBI drone footage that shows that these guys were attacking him when Rittenhouse shot him. Should any of them have been there? Absolutely not. But I think beyond almost a reasonable doubt.
So if I see someone with a gun in the air, and he was walking around like thinking he was a little vigilante. So if I see somebody walking around and I have a skateboard or, I don't know, a tennis racket or whatever, and I go and charge at someone with a gun and he ends up getting shot, I can actually go to prison?
Well,
because
it wasn't
he can claim self-defense?
It wasn't even that they hit him. But why would you attack somebody with a gun, number one?
To try to prevent that person from shooting people.
But he wasn't walking. You have to understand, he didn't even have the weapon out or in situation to point it at them. So they attacked him, and that's when he responded. And so there's really no way to argue this one because it's so clear on the video. If you watch the video footage, you will see they pulled a gun on him. He responded. He put his hands up. He shot him. Look, I don't think there's any good guys here. Honestly, I think all of these guys are pretty gross. But the law is the law. Was it self-defense or not? And was this intentional homicide, which is what, this is why we have to talk about the prosecution. The prosecution probably shouldn't have even pressed these charges. But if they were, they should have done lesser charges, like an accidental, like a manslaughter type charge. Instead, they charged him with intentional homicide, saying that he was driving there shows intent is probably what they were trying to. But it doesn't when he says he's going there to protect property. I mean,
the guy 100 miles away. Yeah, I don't know.
It's very difficult to prove he went there hunting anybody. And I think really the only reason why we have this narrative is because the media.
Well, I think everyone can agree he went there looking for trouble. I mean, why would anyone drive 100 miles with a gun in the car?
Here's the thing. I think it was incredibly stupid, but the only thing we know is what he has told us, which is that he was going there to try to help people. So now he's the hero.
So the kid's off his rocker. If he doesn't go to jail, he ought to be institutionalized. One or the other, but he
look. I can tell you right now. Let's mark the date and the time here. We're gonna hear about this kid again in the future. He's gonna have another issue, just like George Zimmerman. He's gonna get off, and he's gonna go back to living his life, and we're gonna hear about him again. And it's gonna be something even more severe the next time.
Because he got away. I mean, he got off something huge. You may be absolutely right. But the thing is, it doesn't matter what he does in the future. You have to talk about what's before you, and the jury has a decision. Did he go there? Did he commit intentional murder? And you have to just realize that that's what they're considering right now. They're not trying to consider whether or not
price to pay
he's the,
Yeah. Well, he's been in, but he's been in jail. His whole life has been ruined. The president called him a white supremacist. They're going to sue, by the way, probably the Biden administration and others for all of
the
defamation. He can sue the media outlets who called him a white supremacist.
Okay.
I mean, did you know he killed white people?
I knew he killed white people, but you can still be a white supremacist and be a POS.
I think he killed white supremacists. If they were shouting the N-word at this kid, do you think they were out there marching with black people? But the point is this. The people that were out there, and we've talked about this forever, are the ones who have co-opted a lot of the peaceful protests to burn stuff down. These people were criminals with the track record who were out there causing trouble. It does not surprise me that these two found each other and that something horrible happened. But to try to raise up one over the other is ridiculous.
All right, here's something else ridiculous.
Consider what the jury will be looking at, and that's why I think you should be prepared for something.
The latest fad... I hope this is going to be a Christmas present for the wackos who love to have every gun that there is. Ghost guns. Have you heard about ghost guns in California, Jennifer?
Yeah, they're pretty common.
Kits.
Bring them in from Mexico.
Yep. Well, they're also coming from China. They're made in China, where they come in from Mexico.
You can make them with a 3D printer if you want.
Yep. They're being bought online. They are untraceable. You assemble, it's sort of like a James Bond movie. You know how
they're untraceable because ghost guns, by their nature, have no serial number on them.
No,
so a lot of times when criminals
gang members,
ghost guns can be two things.
Felons.
You can either file the number off and it's untrackable because there's no number, or
let's
you can
say
them in a 3D printer.
Your child is Rittenhouse or somebody like that. Let's say you got a 12-year-old online, and this 12-year-old sees that you can buy a kit online, and this child
tell you something about
uses the credit
only go
card
off once before they melt.
Well, okay, but still, it could be lethal, right? It's so easy to find and
highly
get.
Highly unlikely. A lot of people make a lot of big money about or a big noise about ghost guns, and look, they're not great, I guess. But if you once you shoot them because they're made out of the supplies out of a 3D printer, they melt. So
I'm not buying it.
It's not exactly like a big tool where you can go out and do.
Yeah, but in the hands of a kid, you shoot a friend accidentally, it's not good.
Not selling me on that one. Donald Trump sold his Washington hotel.
I'm not trying to sell you on anything.
I know
you're
not.
I'm telling you something you don't know.
Yeah, I don't think she's back promoting ghost guns.
Jen is. I love how when I'm just telling you to consider what the jury is listening to and about ghost gun, somehow you're like, oh, it's a tough argument to make on behalf of Kyle. Like, nobody's making an argument. I'm just telling you what is real. And unfortunately, laws and jury verdicts are not based on how you feel about somebody.
Of course they are.
Something else.
Damn it. Let's get that straight. All right. Trump sold his hotel in D.C. yesterday for $375 million.
Well, it's the lease on it, but he's really lucky because that they were going to take a big loss. So he's lucky that they were able to pull that off. And the Waldorf Astoria.
Well, isn't the Trump name on hotels and stuff kind of passe now?
Well, they're taking. Well, they're going to rebrand it
as well.
Well, they are going to rebrand it.
It's a Waldorf Astoria. I just said, listen to me. Jen and I have been talking a lot today, and you're like, are you like on speed or something today?
It's like Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Totally. Yeah. No, it's going to be a Waldorf Astoria branded hotel.
I got Biden's name on the outside.
Jesus God.
At the end.
Just as a side note, that hotel,
okay.
I don't care whoever owns it. It's
but you know
it's
what?
Weird today, doesn't he, Jen?
Okay, well, here's why I sound a little weird. I talked to you earlier. We were talking about the lunar thing and how it was a great day to be doing things and signing things and fixing things. And yesterday I fixed a lot of problems that I have doing things on the farm, and I feel good about it. And my grandson, my second grandson is about to be born. And there is great influence. My son is so funny about this stuff because he never really wants to admit that he's like into astrology. He doesn't want to, he fiddles around with it, and he loves to get his chart done with Maria and stuff. But he doesn't, it's not out like I am very, I put it out there. So there's a lunar eclipse that's scheduled for later this week. I believe it's Friday, over Friday and Saturday. This is an eclipse. There's a full moon tonight, I believe. Isn't tonight the full moon? Tonight or tomorrow?
I don't know. I just know that the eclipse is early Friday morning in North America.
This is the second one, by the way, of the year.
This is the largest one, I think, since, I don't know, in like 500 and something years.
Yeah, right. Big.
This is a big one, yeah.
Big one. Yep, it's a big one. So you'll be able to get up early and look at look toward the west when the sun's coming up, and you'll see what's going on. The moon will appear much higher from the western part of the continent as opposed to what's here on the east coast. So you and I, Victoria, won't get as good a look at it as Jennifer will. And it'll be
having
Jennifer.
I mean, are you not supposed to look directly at these, right?
Only the sun. I think you can look at
the moon. You can't look into the sun. You can look into the moon.
Well, I'll never forget the last solar eclipse that we had where people were, you know, people actually had eye damage and were and ended up in the hospital and then telling everybody, you really don't look directly at the sun. I was at a red light and I watched the entire staff of an optometrist office go outside and stare directly at the sun. And I was like, well, you guys just lost my business because I would never go to an optometrist who stared directly at a solar eclipse.
I'm going to be a week late for this in Hawaii. I'll be in Hawaii over Thanksgiving. But if you're in Hawaii and listening to one of our two stations that are in Hawaii, you may have already seen or heard this. The eclipse will happen deep in the night and be right overhead, over the eye.
Hawaii, because you're so far ahead, it won't be that late.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah, think about it that way.
Or you're so far behind.
Yeah. So that's the good news. And that's kind of why I am. I think I can feel the energy of the moon. All right? So you'll have to put up with it for as long. I'm going to be in Kansas City tomorrow doing the program from the National Farm Broadcasters Association meeting. And there probably will be...
I know, right?
So why are you putting that down? What do you mean you can't wait?
Do you know how Jen feels about scrap metal and soil talk?
No, I love a farmer.
Tractor talk.
My family comprised of farmers. Family. I love them.
Yeah. Exactly. All right. So
just saying. Give me any.
Weight loss stories, success stories. Calitrin works so well. Put it in your head that you're going to get onto the Calitrin program, get onto a weight loss program, make sure that it works by staying on Calitrin so you keep the weight off. All natural Calitrin. It's the secret to weight loss success, and the success is determined by whether you keep the weight off or not. Lose the weight, that's important, but the secret to the success of Calitrin is it's an all natural way to keep the weight off. Pretty simple, straightforward. It has become America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and keeping it off. 24 years in business, they know what they're doing, and they are happy to take care of you when you go to toploss.com, their website. Look around, figure out how this will work well for you. Use the DJV code when you check out and you get the BOGO deal. Buy three, get three free, many as you want. And get an equal number and use the code for free shipping at toploss.com.
Okay, so usually I'm a last-minute shopper, but the deals at Kohl's, way too good to pass up. I got 40% off holiday decor, 40% off the cutest St. Nicholas square finds for the table, and found the toys topping my kids' list. I also got 15% off, and as a Kohl's Rewards member, an extra $10 off my home purchase, because I spent $50. So now I get the whole early shopping thing, and I'm a big fan. Flex Styles. Offers end November 20th. Toys, coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Big news from Simply Safe Home Security. Okay. Actually, I think the horns are too much. Yeah, that's better. Big news. The new wireless outdoor security camera is here. Yes, Simply Safe's award-winning home security just got even better, taking whole home protection to a whole new level. Okay, I'm missing the horns. Simply Safe is celebrating this new camera with 50% off a new system.
Velvety paper feel, exquisite colors, stunning scale. At Staples, we sweat the details and quality of every print project. Stop by Staples and try our Print Big Promise. We're committed to getting your print job right, to treating your small business like a big deal, and guiding you from start to finish. Get 20% off signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more. Offer ends January 1st. Visit staples.com/services/printing for details. Staples, where small business prints big.
Big news from Simply Safe Home Security. Okay. Actually, I think the horns are too much. Yeah, that's better.
Big news. The new wireless outdoor security camera is here. Yes, SimpliSafe's award-winning home security just got even better, taking whole home protection to a whole new level. Okay, I'm missing the horns. SimpliSafe is celebrating this new camera by offering free shipping for a limited time. Visit SimpliSafe.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now, so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Three past the hour, Tuesday, November the 16th. Time for us to take a whack at what's going on in the world of technology here. There's a poll that's come out, Victoria. Victoria Keelan's here with me. I'm Doug Steffen, by the way, for those of you who are hard of hearing. Doug Steffen. 53% of Twitter users say that there's misinformation. Wow, what a surprise, huh? I'm surprised only 53%. Why is it 93%?
Right, you would think so. Yeah. Well, so Facebook is really happy that this poll came out this week because it takes a little bit of heat off of them.
But Twitter is them, isn't it?
No, they're totally separate. Instagram's Facebook, yeah. Right. So a majority of Twitter users get news from Twitter, and that has become one of the larger search engines. If you are looking for a story, you can open up the Twitter app and search for whatever you're looking for. So a lot of people do that. They use it as a news source. And so according to the new survey from Pew Research Center, it's a big problem, though. Almost a quarter of Americans using Twitter say that it's increasingly becoming a source for the latest information of misinformation. And so among those who use the platform for news, the study found a large increase in those who follow it for breaking news events. I'm one of them. I totally do that. Mm-hmm. But they also found that that this is a big problem, that what they're running into is when these people are going onto Twitter and looking for breaking news, they're getting mixed up with so much other stuff that's not real news. And so they have defined it as 53% of respondents said that misleading or inaccurate information is a huge problem that they find on Twitter. For specifically those who turn to Twitter for news, 70% use it to follow live events, which is actually a big increase from 2015. a minority of Twitter users produce most of the content found on Twitter, which is also kind of interesting. But now, one of the other things that popped up in this survey, Republican users are twice as likely as Democratic users to say that Twitter is bad for American democracy. That was 60% to 28%. Now, Republican users are also more likely than Democrats to say that it's an issue that Twitter takes steps to limit the reach and visibility of posts and bans users altogether. Now, we know that conservatives, like former President Trump, have been very vocal about Twitter. They said they've been muzzled and restricted and claiming that the company's rules unfairly target right-leaning content and users. As we know, Donald Trump is still permanently banned from Twitter over the Capitol insurrection. Now, what other studies have actually found, though, is that Twitter and Facebook, especially Facebook, far more content that has been posted from the far right actually gets visibility, a lot more visibility than anything that gets posted on the left. So it is interesting that this research shows that Republicans complain about Twitter the most, but yet there's really more content that they would want to see that is there. So it's been, you know, we're even divided over social media.
Yeah.
What do we come together on anything anymore with?
I think there's no accurate. It's hard to know what really is going on anywhere and in any way. All right, up next, a study about teenagers and tweenagers who are sharing things online that if you're a parent, you're probably not happy about. Hopefully you know about it. We'll talk about it in a second. Hold on.
If you're worried about your borderline blood pressure, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
Garlic works safely and naturally to support my blood pressure.
Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula has a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals, so you know it works.
No garlic taste, no garlic breath.
Take charge of your blood pressure with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
That's a no-whip, high-foam, 170-degree, sugar-free gingerbread latte.
Ah, yes. It's gingerbread latte season at Duchesne's Coffee Shop. He'll need a seasonal barista before his cookie starts to crumble.
Anything else? Oh, there's a list.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, Victoria, what's going on that teenagers are doing that they ought not to be doing?
Yeah, so this is a very disturbing trend that is worrying sexual abuse experts as teens and even younger children are sharing more nude pictures of themselves, often with adults, according to a new study.
Great.
Now, twice as many children between the ages of 9 and 12 reported sending nudes or other suggestive pictures of themselves in 2020 compared to the year before. That's a huge, huge jump. Now, a lot of this is because kids were at home, and so kids had more access to being online. They were pretty much doing, you know, school work from home. So there was just a lot more on the internet, and kids get bored, I guess. But the other dangerous part is that LGBTQ teens were nearly three times as likely to share nudes, which puts them in a very, very vulnerable situation, especially with a lot of, you know, online pedophiles.
Not cool. All right, thank you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.